Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
And what a good morning it is for Celtics fans. In Miami last night, in a game with a wild finish, the Celtics defeated the Heat 104-103. That evens up the series at 3 games apiece. The Eastern Conference Finals series now returns to Boston for a decisive Game 7 tomorrow night. Boston Globe reporter Nicole Yang covers the Celtics and joins us this morning from the airport in Miami. Nicole, thanks for speaking with us. I don't know about you, but I'm still kind of catching my breath.
Yeah, I think everybody is still in disbelief about what happened last night, players and coaches included. What a wild finish.
Right. Well, the Celtics had a 10-point lead with about 4 minutes to go, and then, you know, things happened. So why don't you give us a quick recap of the situation, you know, from that point, about 4 minutes out, until the Heat's Jimmy Butler stepped to the free throw line for 3 shots with 3 seconds left in the game.
Last night, it was really Jimmy Butler who powered the Heat to that comeback. He got to the line. He scored 11 straight, I believe. And on that final foul, Joe Mazzulla challenged it. And it initially was ruled just a 2-point foul on the floor, but they changed it to a 3-point foul after the review, which ended up giving the Heat the opportunity to take the lead.
Right, and Butler makes all three of those free throws, gets Miami a 1-point lead with 3 seconds left. So speak to us now of the last 3 seconds of the game.
Yeah, so 3 seconds is enough time. So they inbound the ball, and the Heat's goal was to just not get the ball to Jason Tatum. They wanted to take away that option, and so they left Derek White open, and he was able to crash the boards and put back Marcus Smart's missed three.
Yeah, that was pretty wild. What was going through your mind as you were, you know, right there watching the drama unfold?
So I thought it was clean, just based on watching it in real time. You could tell that nobody on the court really knew what happened, but as soon as they showed the replay on the Jumbotron, it was very obvious that he had gotten the shot off and the Celtics started celebrating, and the Heat just sort of sat there shell-shocked.
So you, after the game, you spoke with Derek White. What did you hear?
I mean, the Celtics last night was an incredible win for them, but they still do have one more game to win in order to advance to the NBA Finals. So I believe that they're trying to sort of temper the celebration and sort of continue to look ahead and recognize that, like, the job's not finished. So Derek is all about the team and wanted to sort of focus on the collective effort as opposed to his individual contributions.
Nicole, the Celtics now have a chance to make history. No NBA team has come back to win a 7-game series after losing the first 3 games of the series. You are the subject matter expert here. Do you think the Celtics can do it?
I do, and I think what they have on their side is that typically in these situations, it's the roles are reversed. It's the underdog sort of making this incredible comeback, and they're the ones sort of fighting against history. But the Celtics are the 2 seed, and they just happened to fall behind 0-3 against the 8 seed. So the circumstances couldn't match up better for them. They have home court. This will be played tomorrow at TD Garden. I think that of all the previous 150 series, they definitely have the best shot.
Well, should be some exciting basketball. Nicole, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Nicole Yang covers the Celtics for the Boston Globe.